Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting a company update from Maple Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM, and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I have on the line with me Jonas Lang, Executive Vice President of Maple Gold, and also Fred Spiedel, Vice President of Exploration. Now guys, no doubt that the gold market and even gold stocks are performing very well right now. And before we get into some of the more detailed news that the company has released, Jonas, I want to throw it over to you for a quick recap of the company's last resource on this Douay Gold project, which is located in Quebec. The company released a 43-101, an updated 43-101, and the second half of last year. Let's start with that. Just remind everybody of the current resource already known at Douay, please.
Sure. Thanks, Corey. So the last resource we put out was in late 2019. This included a number of conservative estimation parameter adjustments, pit slopes, treatment of high grade, classification for inferred, etc., which resulted in 422,000 ounces in the indicated category at just over 1.5 grams per ton in pit, another 2 million ounces in pit at approximately 1 gram per ton, and also included 300,000 ounces or so in the first initial underground estimate deposit-wide. That estimate was done at $1,500 gold. Of course, we've just broken a key resistance level of $1,800 gold that's been tested a number of times here. With that, of course, we see a lot of the producers with great cash flows currently, more M&A heating up in the sector, which certainly bodes well for Maple Gold going forward.
All right, Jonas, thank you for the general overview, recap of the project. Now let's talk about the last 6 months. What's some of the work that has been done? Please summarize.
Sure. We did drill 4,400 meters. Most of those results are out. We will have a news release out to the market shortly to recap and provide a more detailed outlook. But really, the integrated exploration approach or strategy for the company is twofold. One is our advanced exploration work, which is very much focused on near surface, higher than deposit average grade ounces at Douay. We see great opportunity to expand and upgrade categories in the western part of the porphyry. We had success at the northwest zone with near surface, higher grades from drilling there this winter. There's also room at Douay West for some northern step out extension holes as well. So that part of the deposit is certainly a focus for us in terms of defining a higher than deposit average grade subset that we feel will put us on a path, a more efficient path towards economic study stage. The second part of our strategy, and Fred can certainly touch on this after I finish, is targeting new higher grade gold discoveries in the property. Important to remind listeners, we do have more than 350 square kilometers along the Casa Berardi break. This includes 55 kilometers of strike. And the resource area itself is 6 by 2 kilometers. So there are a number of regional targets that we've already detailed and defined to date. And the current artificial intelligence work and induced polarization surveys we're completing in parallel should set us up for a fall drill program later this year.
All right, Fred, let's throw it over to you here. You are the VP of Exploration. Some of the recent news that came out just over the last couple weeks outlines how Maple Gold is using an IP survey, also using some machine learning to upgrade or at least generate some high-grade targets at Douay. What information can you share with us as to how this is progressing and really what you hope comes out the back end of this?
Yeah, so maybe some additional color on both methodologies. Basically, mine cutting and IP program is currently in progress at site. And I think the important thing to point out with IP is that in the past, it was very difficult to see through thick and partly conductive overburden. And basically, most of the IP surveys would not see much deeper than about 200 meters vertically. Nowadays, with improved technology, we can see from 400 to 500 meters, even through thick overburden. And we've demonstrated that to ourselves with the IP work we've done in 2019 and 2020. So currently, what we're up to is expanding the existing anomalies, several of which were open in different directions, as well as testing new targets on the both on the edges and in exploration areas with regard to where the current resource is. And in addition to that, similar analogies can be made with artificial intelligence in the sense that, again, technology has improved, the algorithms are a lot more sophisticated, we have a lot more computing power, and in particular, we have a lot more data. And I think what we can see is that there's a tendency towards data overload. And I think in that regard, the artificial intelligence or machine learning approach is complementary to the targeting that we are already doing, in the sense that it just adds an additional approach to targeting using all of the available data sets with a computer. But of course, we're not going about this blindly. I mean, some artificial intelligence work is largely data driven, but other artificial intelligence work is data oriented, but knowledge driven. So essentially what you do with the artificial intelligence results is you actually validate the output by using people that are experts with regard to exploration, geology, and so on, to decide which ones of the targets that artificial intelligence generated are the most important. So essentially ranking the AI targets based on geological concepts. So that's important. And I think the approach for us is to use both IP, our standard compilation targeting methodologies, and of course artificial intelligence as complementary approaches to define the new targets, both on the edges of the existing resource and within exploration areas. And that will, of course, all lead into our planned fall drill program, which obviously we'll have to select not only for target priority, but also for ground conditions. Like in drier areas, we can drill in the summer and fall, and for wetter areas, we're going to have to wait until for winter 2021 to drill both holes.
Okay, so this target generation, it should, you're expecting, generate some targets for this upcoming drill program then, hey? It can happen all that quickly.
Yes, correct. I think we do have a number of targets already defined and drill sites already permitted, so we can get started sometime in the fall. But yes, we do expect to be able to add additional targets from both the IP and the AI work for some of the fall drilling.
So, Fred, a quick comment from you regarding how a higher gold price can also impact a deposit like this. There are people that look at the deposit and say, you know what, it needs a higher gold price to be economic. We don't have the economic numbers around it. But quite frankly, the last resource was done at $1,500 gold. We're now just breaking $1,800 gold. How does this all play into potential moves for the company to move this project forward?
Yeah, I think that's obviously a pretty significant jump that will have a strong impact on project economics. I think what happens when you input a higher gold price within the Whittle exercise, Whittle software, is that you end up generating a larger pit at a lower cutoff. Essentially, what you end up with is more options and more volume or space, if you wish, within which to work. So a larger pit, lower cutoff, you can decide what your mining cutoff is going to be within that larger pit, depending on the economic parameter that you end up with.
All right, Jonas, just wrap us up with a general comment here. We've recapped the first half of the year, looking ahead to the second half of the year. That sounds like it will be focused on more true exploration, looking for high-grade resources. How much money does the company have in the bank to move forward these plans, and just a general time frame of maybe news and what investors can look forward to?
As we just announced, we had the AI and IP work underway, so we should have results from both of those programs this summer. On the back end of that, we will complete a small focus 2,000-3,000 meter program that will very much be targeting higher grade new discoveries. We have a Vezza-style target to the northeast that's drill-ready and permitted. This work should generate additional targets to include in that program, which we are fully funded for. So we will look forward to moving those things ahead. And again, just to comment on the impact or the potential impact of a new high-grade discovery, Vezza is 500,000 ounces at 6 grams per ton. If we were to find one or two of those types of gold lenses on our property, that would have a significant potential impact on how we view project economics. So we're certainly excited to get that work underway later this year.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up there. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Maple Gold. I will follow up as more news hits the market. Also, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Jonas, Fred, thanks for your time today, guys.
Thanks, Corey.